This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I want to talk to you today, and perhaps we will talk about this for several days, things you should treasure. And as a basis for our study, I want to call your attention to about 3 passages of Scripture from the Word of God. First of all, from Philippians chapter 1, beginning with verse 9, we find these words, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment, so that ye may approve the things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and void of offense unto the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are through Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." Now note here that Paul is praying that the Christians in Philippi might learn to approve the things that are excellent, that they might learn to treasure the things that should really be treasured, that they might learn to put first place that which really should be in first place. Now, another passage that I want to read in this connection is found in the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, beginning with verse 38. "Now, as they went on their way, he," that is Jesus, "entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and she came up to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister did leave me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me.' But the Lord answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, for Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Now note again, we see that Mary was one who was treasuring what should be treasured. She was putting in first place what should be first place. But Martha was not. Martha was taking advantage of the opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear him explain the Word of God. But Martha was cumbered about the preparation of the meal. There's nothing wrong with preparing a meal. There's nothing wrong with being kind and generous to others, of showing hospitality in your home. But it is mighty poor judgment to put that before the opportunity that was there before these two women. Mary took advantage of it, and Martha did not. Again, we find in another passage, in Matthew chapter 16, chapter 6, that is, I'm sorry, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, beginning, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth consume, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where thy treasure is, there will thy heart be also." Now, all of these passages indicate that we ought to treasure what should be treasured. And I want to name about 10 of these things in the next day or two, hoping to call attention to each and every one of us, myself included, to the things that we ought to treasure. For instance, we ought to treasure our lives. The very fact that we are human beings, created in the image of God, with all the possibilities and privileges and responsibilities of being a human being, with all the opportunities we have for great joy and happiness in this life, with all the great opportunities we have to serve God by serving our fellow man. Let each of us realize that we should do as Paul declared in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, that we should not be weary in well-doing, but that we should live a life of sowing to the Spirit. For, he says, if we do, at the last we shall reap eternal life.